And this last poem I'm going to read. It's called Blow Me Down Etude, Blow Me Down Etude, and has an epigraph from William Morris's poem, The Earthly Paradise, which reads, "Ah, through the hush, the looked-for midnight clangs. Put her in her chair, put her in her chair. The bleary waits of nothing to explain. Nobody to explain to. News of the weep, news of the weave, nub of the bleep. I take what I'm given and give what I've taken. Stake what I'm bidden, dumped when I've driven. Upset to get. Just when thought, for one thing, affecting has got to as possible point, whatever. A few as many were, and worse didn't. But not to dwell, to fall, specifically where was that it might matter, formal, given coagulation. Remember you brought, prying to amount for, rather given your own dizzying play in that inflection, to open up as much of, as far as, to convey in this respect and a sense at the same more relevant in terms of revealing, finally, forged dominions have mistook. The only true epiphanies, the ones misplaced, the forced replacements of. Arrived with silent fire, projector of what was faced, we thought we might be better than. But the knees swell, the feet collapses, no further shown, as if it's only due too little or not too much, as if more strobe at clay would quell command, fear frozen with fright. Tautologies are topologies. Tear the midsection and loose the rig. There was a moment that hope made realer than the pause endured, who wept like trawlers without recall. No villanelle to chew, nor salmon too. These tendencies arise out of a culture and cannot be confined to those define them. A pound of defiance is worth an ounce of lure. She was a giant of the experience of being a baby, and proud was I. Summary, or tainted with coats of jangle what you will, where you pry, not fables with testy, tedious tirades, waves at plaint, oracular insects, infusing pseudonymous stuff, desks, stuck decks, rivers of lies, severs of glides, desperate for an even chance at less than might release, at least a vantage to profane the holier version of these visions, riddled with blitzkrieged orifices, adipose titration, moon at worn regales, the ink its sail, plastered on the mesa and pacing 50 leagues anon. We thought we might be better than. You try to jump ahead but fall behind, drop back but are conspicuously frames. The falters make no better flitters along the oak and toggled plain. Basically berserk, the body with only organs relies upon a peacock's prickly prudery, then resents what will not relent, split or guided. For guilt is the burden of the whitewashed man, for what has not been done, and what cannot be undone. Where there is sorrow, there is holy ground. The sink cracks, the furrow falters, and every person bastes its stew, darting and then carted, filled with or unacquainted by, who feeds the farmers cornered by a row of sediment, cooled erotics of unsublimated Stokes. He speaks but does not offer, scarcely sweats before he swings. There is no denouement for pebbles or for wings. Of course, it is an honor to be sprinkled out. Not that it's an evanescent one. I dislike the form and in most phases would not see the point in to make stab at. That's fine. Did you notice? Seems an extraordinary, if it is in, however, for reasons that now can't see to reply to, stupid and wildly deranged, decided at least is a register, is having dubious distinction, though as you know, the lack of loose extension, style of support, is segmented beyond the pale. Will lessen. I decline. One could, at least. There are. That will. When may. Though is, you should, that might, is obvious, possibly substantive, worthwhile bothering. The concurrent and multiple variables affecting the flow of the construction stream can easily, loss of pleasure in all or almost all or nearly mostly all, unresponsive to usually pleasurable, and situation amounts, the fledgling recriminations that border on beautification, a constituency of tissue and marrow and formaldehyde. Many disputes involve opinions and facts about stipulations that occurred over months and years. Everyone does not feel well treated. The same slap applicated with the fine measure of meager interdiction, ignorance of extent. For instance, your action seemed divisive in policing of the very community you desire to support. Nothing represents anything. Billboards, poster are losses. Better jeer than leer. Waking up at least 2 hours early, body movements slow or agitated, excessive or inappropriate, feelings of self-worth. Quote, that's the major problem we always have in this country. We don't have a totalitarian society where we suppress the opposition. We have an information glut and